Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of you. God bless you, families and friends. Listen, I just coming on and just want to take the time out and salute our men and women that serve in the military. It's just very honored that different ones that lay down their life, my God, for we can all engage into military and for we can all live a better life. And we just thank God for each and every one of you that serve in the military and our veterans. We just give God the glory. We give God the praise for they serving in our country. And because of them, is make it no weapon that is a form against us will be able to prosper. And I'd like to just introduce, and we just take the time out to thank our very own Pastor Elect Smith, amen. Now, Pastor Smith, amen. Co-pastor of ADM Ministry. You all that listening to him, that all over the world, Monday through Friday. My God, he's the individual that is a military veteran. Don't fought for our country, don't serve our country, and we have a pleasure to have him to serve and also into the Lord. And he's still fighting. Imagine that time that he done spent in the military, and different ones that done spent in the military, done seen so many things and done experienced so many things, but yet they still continue to fight. Fight to save lives. Fight for hunger. Fight for people to have a better opportunity in life. Fight for individuals to have a relationship with the Lord. It is an honor to introduce and serve to labor with the man of God that also, my God, willing to put his life on the line to protect our country. I salute each and every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you that is out there engaging into this day and time and willing to put down your life for our country. We salute you. We at ABM Ministry, we salute you. And we also here at ABM Ministry, we salute our very own Pastor Smith. We thank God for you. We thank God for your service. We thank God for what you have done to make our country, my God, that is already great. And we just thank God for you all and thank God for the ones that is pretending to land down their life. Listen, I'm not going to interrupt anymore. No further ado, I'm going to turn this broadcast back over to our very own Pastor Smith. And we thank God for you once again. We salute you in the name of our Lord and Savior. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen.
God
bless you, Apostle, and I thank you for those accolades, and we do give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. Praise God. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, praise God, where would we be? Amen. Praise God. But it was God that saw fit to raise up the armies, praise God, to protect those that could not protect themselves. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn things over to our own Mother Jackson to come and pray and lead the way. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Unless I know how, first give you the honor who's the head of my life. I give the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor to you, Pastor Smith. And Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, as we come to you on another blessed afternoon, God, just thanking you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for keeping us and shielding us and protecting us, God, all day long from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, this afternoon, God, for just keeping a shelter over our head, God. Our bills are paid, food on our table, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up every mother that it is right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen our mothers, God, spiritual and naturally, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you even for our health and our strength, God. Maybe some of our limbs are not functioning Right. But we, yet and still, we are thanking in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our family members today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, save and deliver and set the captain free in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the homeless, God, and the ones that need to be healed, God. Oh, by your stripes, we know that we are already healed, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, God, to repeat it and call it out in the name of Jesus, God, as we believe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to keep a shelter over the homeless head, God, somewhere to lay their head and sleep in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us take it granted, God, because it could have been us, God. And one time it was us, but the grace of God is not now. So we just thank you today in the name of Jesus, God. We just lift up every minister that it is today, God. We pray that you continue to strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Keep them up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Build a fence around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them traveling mercy two and four. Oh, God, we lift up our youth this day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them. Even on this day, God, each and every day, God, lead them and guide them in a special way, God. We thank you for them in the name of Jesus, God, how you're bringing them up in these last few days, God, how you're still saving, delivering, setting the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you. We can't thank you enough, God, not just for this day, God. Let us realize, God, never let us get too busy, God, to give you the honor and the praise of God. Don't never let us get too dear to God just to bow down, huh? And just give you thanks, you throw the motion for all things, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you how you just wrapping your loving arms around us, God, loving us like never before, God. Even in our flaws, we throw the motion, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We'll say we hallelujah to God. We must give you the praise, God. Somebody right now, God, is down and out. Oh, the most shake, God, that's about to give up, God. I pray, God, that they begin to shake themselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And just look towards the hill. Realize where all your help comes from. It comes from above. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Let us continue to lean to your understanding, not ours, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to teach us, God. Feed us, O Rabote. Show us the way, Lord. O Rabote, God, today. In the name of Jesus, God, how we thank you today, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord, by Shandra Rabote, God. Oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, look up on a baby, God, the thousand, the one that don't even have a voice, O Rabote, God. We pray, God, that you heal and protect them, God. Oh, don't let them be tampered with. No hurt, harm, and danger come upon them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just cry out. Let us continue to cry out to you, God. Let us continue to both say to bow down to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when we look back, it almost shake, God, when we truly look back, in that almost stand of the both, see how you thought you have brought us, God. We say thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God. Don't never let us forget how good you've been good to us, God. How what you struck us out of, God. How you made ways for us, God. How you've been a mind regulator for us, a heart speaker, God. We lift up this nation to you today, God. Oh, God, the one that's on the highways and byways, God. Give them traveling mercy, you know, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We see how the Moshe, we know how the world functions, God. So we say, Lord, have mercy on this nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, give them traveling mercy, God, on the road, God. Aid of Oshay, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to lead God our footsteps in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We pray, God, that you just continue to order. To continue to deliver, save, and set free, even on this day, God, when everybody is on their busy doing their own things, God, let us keep our mind stayed on you, God. Don't never let us forget about you, God. Let us realize how good you are, God. Yeah, I know the holidays are coming, God, but we speak on the bullshit, God. You coming for the holidays, God. You coming for all things in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you today, look upon the one that don't have anyone. You know, bullshit, God, feeling all alone, God. I pray, God, that you just strengthen them this day, God. Let them know that they're not alone. You are with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know that you love them, how to associate in spite of the circumstances in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for all things, God. We ask you to continue to pull us, God. Continue to stretch us, God. Make a way out of no way, how to associate, God. When we don't see no way, God, we realize, God, you are the way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every individual today, God. Just strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Don't let them look bad. Let them know that you are with them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for saving somebody today. We thank you for delivering them and setting them free, God. Touch minds everywhere, God. Even a mental institution, God, we lift them up to you, God. Be a mind regulator for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, this day. Lord, these things we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, God, and continue to obey, God. Let your perfect will be done. Not our will, Lord, but your will. Amen, amen. Hey, glory to God. God is so good. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Giving honor to Christ. You are the head of my life. Praise God. And to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Amen. Praise God to all of the ministers, all of the leaders, deacons, mothers. Amen. Evangelists, prophets, to the children, intercessors, men, ADM frontline members, families, and friends. Amen. I say good evening. Good evening to our international partners as well. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. And these are our partners in unison. But we want to also say good evening to all of the continental United States. Amen. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. And to all of our allied partners overseas, no matter what country, we say good evening to you. And we just want to say that we thank God for being able to come before. Amen. Praise God. To come this evening to be able, amen, to stand and to give honor where honor is due to our great men and women of our armed forces. Oh, yes, Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, and the Coast Guard. We give honor to all of them. But most of all, we give honor to those that gave and gave it all, that gave their life, that we will have the freedom to be able to come forth, to express ourselves politically, religiously, and that we have all of those freedom attributes that our country allows us. And we just didn't stop there. Because of the blood of those that gave their lives through all of the foreign wars, we say thank you. And we just want to remember those that gave their life, that put their lives on the line so that we can be a country of freedom, that we can be a country of justice, that we can be a country of peace,
that we're still striving. We thank God for each and every one of them. If it hadn't been for those men and women, where would we be? You know, back even during the Bible days, God had the children of Israel to prepare an army. Praise God. See, because they're the ones that cannot take care of themselves, the ones that cannot protect themselves, the children, the weak. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yes. God had to have a sword of protection for them. So we thank God on today for all of the sacrifices of those that went before us on the battlefield, whether in this country or in other countries, that we can live and that we can have a way to a life of freedom and of peace on today. Just want to give you a little bit about me. Yes, I'm a veteran. And I'm a combat veteran. Been to war. Praise God. War is not a pretty thing. Oh, no. But when you fight for something that is real, something that is true, something, praise God, that will give you peace, something, amen, praise God, that will allow you to be able to live the type of life, amen, praise God, where you're not in bondage.
Amen.
You're not tangled up. Amen, praise God, that you got to live lower, amen, than the animals. Praise God. It's something to think about. You know, as I journeyed into all these foreign countries, praise God, it's nothing like the United States of America. It's nothing like the continent of Europe and the countries that are not third world or second world. Because those countries, praise God, are living way, way, way below the means, praise God, of what God has intended for his people to live. Just like the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. But God, in his infinite glory and mercy, because he loved us so, allowed us to create those armies to be able to go in and to right the wrongs of injustice and immoral behavior of others that are taken in control because of the enemy. But we thank God on today. We thank God on today for our men and women, the ones that go off to war, praise God, and don't come back home standing upright. They gave it all. We thank God. So at this time, I'd like for us to adhere to a moment of silence, honoring all of our war dead on today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. We thank God. Even in that, praise God. Amen. That we have the right. We have the right through the Lord Jesus Christ to live a free and prosperous life on today. Think about it. And even to our men and women that are serving on today, whether in the continental USA or in Europe or Asia or wherever you are, know that we appreciate your sacrifice. We really do. Because we know if you didn't go over there and sacrifice, praise God, we would have to fight the wars over here in the continental United States. And we thank God that we don't have to do that today. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. So on today, if you know someone that served in the military, that gave their life in the military during some war, in remembrance of them, honor them on today. On today. Even the ones that made it through Purple Hearts or different type medals that were awarded because of their service to this country, honor them on today. Honor them on today. Give them their roses on today.
Yeah.
Because where you didn't have to go and fight in those trenches over there, they did. Amen. And they did it because they love their country and they love their freedom. So on today, give them honor. Give them thanks. When you see a soldier walk by, shake his or her hand and say, I appreciate your service. When you see a veteran on today, tell them, I appreciate your service. Because if it had not been for you and the Lord God on our side, where would we be on today? On today. And I just have a little scripture that I'd like to read. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And we saints, we know this scripture real well. Coming out of Ephesians 6, starting at the 10th verse. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You stand. Amen. You stand.
Amen.
Praise God. You stand in Jesus Christ. You stand in God. You stand in his Holy Spirit. You stand in his word. Because that is what is going to keep us and sustain us through all the battles that King David fought. God was with him. Praise God. Through all the battles, praise God, that some of the other kings fought that served God, they withstood through the battle. Praise God. Sometimes the enemy far outnumbering them. But the power of God, who can construct the mind of God? Oh, glory, hallelujah. When you serve him, when you do what's right,
amen,
when you stand for justice and freedom and integrity, when you stand for God, how God will bring you through. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you don't have to be in the military. For, you know, I learned how to fight in the military, but now I'm putting that more effectively to use for God. Not just naturally, but spiritually.
Amen. How much more can we go out and fight a good fight than in fighting it in Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who has given us all power and authority to be conquerors, to be victorious?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. So we, on today, we give the highest praise and the highest salute and the highest honor to each and every one of our military people, whether deceased or still serving, whether a veteran, whether disabled, we give you the highest praise on today. And don't count it slack. Don't count it slack. Because we serve a God that is mighty in all things, pulling down strongholds. Yes, we do. And we serve a God that loves us. And we serve a God that will continue to provide for us and to carry us through until he comes back to gather his own. So keep on striving. Keep on pushing. Put on the whole arm of God out there. You men and women overseas, stay in the midst of God. Praise God. Serve him with gladness. Come boldly before his throne with prayer and praise and thanksgiving. That he protects you. That he protects your family members. That he protects your country. Because he loves you so. On today. On today. We thank God. We thank God. And remember, give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. And when you do it, oh, you'll see just how much God loves you and how much he blesses you through it all. In Jesus' name, on today. Amen.
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 Amen. And the battle is not over yet. The battle is not over yet. Hallelujah. For Christ is on the way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But while he's on the way, we have to prepare ourselves for what is to come. For what is to come is from the word of God that it will be. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Amen.
Get your house in order.
In order. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for our apostle coming forward. Amen. Praise God. And amen. And just thanking, amen, our military people, our war dead. And just memorializing and letting everybody know that we love you and we care for you. And we over here in the States, we're thinking about you that are serving overseas. We're praying for you, praying that you make it through your tasks, your missions, and that you come on back home. In Jesus' name. Until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you have a God-blessed day in the Lord. God loves you.
God bless everyone. Before we leave, I just want to take a minute and also to acknowledge the families that got men and women that is in the military, men and women that laid down their life and passed on. We definitely want to acknowledge the families because we understand it that, well, I'm not going to say I understand. I won't probably never understand if I'd never been in your shoes, but we salute you because you're making a sacrifice as well, that your loved one, son, daughter, husband, or either wife, if it's over there, laying down their life, and you wondering if they're going to come back home or not, or how they're going to be back to return. So we also salute and we acknowledge the families of the men and women that is stepping up and fighting for our country, for our country we live in. Because of you, because of your support of the troops and the ones that out there fighting for, and even the ones that lay down their lives, because of you and because of your support, our men and women are able to keep a lover here. They're able to stay in there. They're able to stay in the fight, to fight for our freedom. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for the parents that is very supportive of their children to move on. We thank God for husband and wife keeping that relationship and that bond tightly together as individuals begin to engage and fight for our country. I'd like to just throw that in and acknowledge the families as well. We thank God for their sacrifices and their commitment to stay with our men and women and stay with them and fight and support with them. We thank God for you all as well. Sorry about that, Pastor Smith.
Through the pain, through the pressure, I'm going insane.